In our studios, it's been a busy day and a busy morning. We have a newsmaker, and we first got to know Dr. Vic, we'll call him. He was in Lincoln, New Hampshire, but he has a consulting practice around the world. He's teaches down at Harvard University in Cambridge. He's also taught in places like Yale. He went to MIT. Dr. Vic Manshah Ramini joins us in our studios, and also he brought a book that he gave to Corey, not me. I don't know why that is. Think for Yourself, Restoring Common Sense in the Age of Experts in Artificial Intelligence. Dr. Vic, Harvard Business Review Press. How are you?
Nice to see you, Jack. It's nice to be in person with you today.
Well, thanks for coming in. Your insight on trends and what's going on have been, and you do this for businesses around the world, I think, in country and for students at Harvard. But you and I were talking before we got going. Everyone's talking about energy prices right now, gas and oil, food prices. How concerned are you globally and therefore eventually at home? Are you how worried about you about the trend with food prices and food availability?
Oh, Jack, this is gigantic. This is a huge issue. This is the next shoe to drop, so to say. Ukraine, as you've mentioned on your show, has been the breadbasket for Europe. It's at risk. And it's not just the breadbasket element of producing wheat or sunflower or corn or what have you. It's also the fertilizer that comes from Belarus through Ukraine. So this is a long-term shock, meaning more than a year or two, that's going to stay with us. And it's going to be felt not just that we've been feeling the energy price disruption at the pump. We're going to start feeling more and more pain in the grocery store. So this is a big deal.
So, Corey, you know, we've talked about this, Corey. We've talked about food prices, and some of these I've noticed, like just meats in particular, you know, everything seems to be, bacon is the one I hear a lot about. Everyone talks about certain things, but I just had a friend, we had a Dunkin' Donuts owner say a week ago, it's probably gone up since, one box of bacon for one Dunkin' Donut outlet where they serve the breakfast sandwiches or food used to be $80. Now it's over $300.
Yep. Yep, not surprising.
And we had a friend of the show yesterday, Renee. She was shopping for an event, a family dinner she's got coming up, and she said she went to get, I just got to say this because it hits home, went to get some bacon. And what did she say, Corey, she paid? Was it, she saved money by going to Market Basket. Oh, actually, she sent it to Alicia. But it was just incredible. So why aren't we hearing more about this right now?
Oh, we're going to, Jack. I mean, I think we are starting to hear about it in certain places, and you're going to hear more about it. It's sort of the whole value chain of food, the whole supply chain of food. Remember that pig that, you know, turned into that bacon, that pig had to eat, and that pig consumed usually some form of grains. And, you know, up the chain further, the grains had to consume. They had to consume water and fertilizer, et cetera. And we're seeing disruptions all up and down that whole value chain. And the reason why I think this is going to be heard more and more around the world is food prices hit the mass market, the consumers, as well as the general populace quite hard. And so you're starting to see forms of unrest around the world. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget that the Arab Spring started because of a food price shock, right? I mean, you saw all of North Africa into parts of the Middle East change leadership. Dictators fell because of this. So we're going to see more pressure that's going to come into the form of politics. You've seen it down in Latin America here recently. You're going to see governments trying to subsidize. You're going to see not only food and fuel subsidies, but it's going to bleed into other forms of subsidies to help them, you know, help the normal populace around the world, not just in the developed world, but in the emerging markets as well, just cope with these shocks.
Dr. Vic, some people would say policies have consequences. I'm watching an administration right now that the first thing they came in was they kicked our American energy producers in the shins, shut things down. Now they're trying to backpedal, saying, oh, no, they're not producing, they're gouging, and they're running to Venezuela, Saudi Arabia, even Tehran to get energy and buy it from people that don't like us. Do policies have consequences here at home? Is energy and domestic production a part of our national security? And is food production and food policy part of our national security? And what have we done right or wrong when it comes to food policies?
Oh, my goodness, Jack, you're hitting the nail on the head here. Perfect. Yes, policies have huge ramifications. And for better or worse, the policies of this current administration when it comes to energy independence have generated energy dependence. And that's a big problem. We're all feeling the pain right now at the pump because of that. Yes, I think cutting off the pipeline or stopping the pipeline, that's a problem. You know, the permitting issues, whether it's including some new uncertainty into those who would invest in the space, whether it's the social cost of carbon or other dynamics, really big problems. And then going and securing oil from foreign enemies, or people who hate us. And then, of course, when Russia decides to invade Ukraine, we say, well, we're not going to take their oil. Let's go get it from Iran or Venezuela. They hate us as much as the Russians do, possibly more. So this is a big problem. And yes, the policies have huge ramifications. When it comes to food, I think we've done a little bit better. And that's because the whole part of the middle of the United States, the Farm Belt, has a large influence on policy, if you will. And as a result, you know, we've done a better job. America is a wonderfully productive agricultural superpower. We're more than self-sufficient. Doesn't mean we're not subject to price shocks, because now we're going to introduce another problem with the Fed and other policies of printing money. But we're pretty resilient if you think about North America as a whole. The Canadians have great fertilizer resources. We do as well. We've got great productive agricultural land. For now, we've got decent volumes of water. We have a decent climate. We can produce food. And so I think that's something we're doing okay at.
We're going to take a quick break. Think for yourself, restoring common sense in an age of experts. I'm going to come back to that in artificial intelligence. Dr. Vic, now a New Hampshire resident, will tell us why he left that state to our south, the Bay State of Massachusetts, still teaches down at Harvard University. His book, Think for Yourself, available. Also, you can go to his website, and it's his last name, Dr. Vic, his first name with a K, Vikram. But Mansha Ramani is the MANSHAWRAMANI.com, and Corey will post this. And great thinker. Come back and talk a little bit about common sense and where that's gone in an age of experts next.